の彼方に光る星、青い地球は。
Welcome to Out of This World Radio. This is my first show on BBS Radio out of Lafayette, California in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm so happy to be here. I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying this. I've been broadcasting now for the last 7 years on KKNW in Seattle, Washington, 1150 AM. It's an excellent program, an excellent platform. But BBS Radio has a wonderful platform as well. It reaches even more countries, so I can get my message out to even more people. And I'm so happy to be here today. The program itself is supported by donations, so if you'd like to donate, please go to the PayPal button on my website at https://bbsradio.com/out-of-this-world-radio. It's just $5 a month or $50 for the year, and your support's really appreciated. If you can't afford it, that's fine too. You're welcome to listen, and I really appreciate that. With that, I'd like to thank Barry Franklin, Nancy Largent, Manuela in Switzerland, Jackie in San Francisco, and Patrick Koo for their wonderful donations. I really appreciate it. Today's show, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., are messages from six different U.S. presidents. I was woken up about a week ago at 3 o'clock in the morning by Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, John F. Kennedy, James Madison, Abraham Lincoln, and Dwight D. Eisenhower. And when you get an order, executive order, to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you should follow it. So I did. And I woke up and they transcribed, they gave me about all these messages from them. It's about 8 pages of messages. They were concerned about the country, and they wanted wanted me to call this program Save the Republic. Joining me today is Benjamin Franklin and as well as Betsy Ross, who designed the U.S. flag. So if you have any questions for them, please send it to the chat room or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support. Out of This World Radio now has well over 200,000 listeners in over 90 countries. And with today's show, I'm sure that's going to expand. And I'm so happy for that. I wanted to give everyone some brief messages. I'll be going back to Mount Shasta this year again, twice. I'll be going from July 1st to July 8th, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. When we're there, we always see lots of Sasquatch and UFOs flying around the island, flying around the mountain. And we also experience a lot of miracle healings. I was there in September of last year, and for the past 30, 40 years, I've had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye. And it was something like 20/40 or 20/50 vision. Well, one night, Adama came to me while I was camped out on the mountain with my group, and he asked me if I wanted healing. He said, "Ted, you can see crystal clear spiritually now. How would you like to see physically crystal clear?" And I said, "Yes." So he healed my eyesight. So today I have 20/10 crystal clear eyesight in both eyes. Other people have been cured of Lyme disease. Another person was also healed in his eyesight as well during the trip. And one lady even had her was given a new pair of legs. She'd been crippled for the past 25 or 30 years, and Adama and the people of Telos gave her a totally new pair of legs, so she doesn't need crutches anymore or a wheelchair. Miracles do happen on the mountain. Adama has told me that you have to be of high vibration and open to it, and they'll be happy to give you a good healing. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. The trip costs $200, helps pay for camping and other fees, and we always have a good time. And I hope you can come. If you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March, the entire conference is available online for just $50. The website is www.galacticwisdomconference.com, and just click on the live stream button. And if you have any problems with that, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The people, I had some amazing people there. Alex Collier was one of the presenters. He's a contactee from the Andromeda Galaxy. He was there, as well as James Redfield, who's the famous author of the Celestine Prophecy, was there. Michiko Hayashi, always wonderful to have her. She's with the Modal Peace Project. She gave a presentation. Professor Jerry Pollack, who's one of the world's most famous water scientists, was there as well. He gave a presentation. And looks like I'm getting lots of messages in. Well, anyway, I need to focus on my station here. But anyway, if you'd like to listen, just go to that website and you can click on for the entire conference. I'd like to thank my many wonderful friends for supporting this show, including Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, Washington, Louise in Bellevue, Washington, my good friends Mary and Elias in beautiful Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Dan and Ursula, my good friends in Switzerland, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and of course Tom Palladino, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers for this show. Any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services in over 90 countries with over 250,000 listeners. I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who support the show, as well as Doug and Dawn at BBS Radio. They're wonderful people, and I'm so happy to be here. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. And if you're interested in talking to angels and your spirit guides, please give me a call at 509-750-9793. Or you can send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I can teach you how to contact your guides and hopefully get some good spiritual advice. I also teach people how to time travel too. So if you're interested in time traveling, please contact me. I'm happy to show you how it's done. I've extended my special for the cost of a 1 hour full reading. It's just $50. Normally it's $100, but I'm happy to give help to anyone who'd like to get some good spiritual help. I will be going to Peru this October, from October 10th through the 28th. We'll be visiting Machu Picchu, the sacred cities in Pisac, outside of Cusco, as well as Puno and Lake Titicaca, as in Paracas, which Paracas has a beautiful museum of hybrid extraterrestrial human extraterrestrial skulls. And there's no place else like in the world. You see these skulls, which are basically, they have very, very large heads. And they lived in the area until about 500 AD, when they were wiped out by local Native Americans. But it's a fascinating place. If you'd like to go, the cost is only $497 with airfare and accommodations extra. And if you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. This morning, I gave a presentation in the Dominican Republic and Tijuana, Mexico, before the sixth international conference on peace and light. And it was on our beautiful, bright future, with new messages from Albert Einstein, John F. Kennedy, and Nostradamus. And I will be touching upon that this morning. But if you'd like to go and listen to that, that was early this morning. I gave it at 10 a.m. New York time. Go to their website at www.paxlux.mundi.com. You can register. It's a wonderful conference, and they always put on a wonderful light conference. This is their sixth year, and I've given presentations there before. Finally, before we go into our topics today, I want to tell you I do a lot of fundraising for the Hopi Indians in Arizona. Currently, because of the virus, their food supplies have been cut off, and so I've been fundraising to deliver a fresh food to them, as well as help them get clean water. So far, I've raised, I think we're getting close to $3,000 now. I've raised in the past month, 100% of all monies go to help the Hopi and get new fresh food for themselves. And I want to thank everyone so much for donating. If you'd like to donate, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. You can also use PayPal with that email too. And if you're in the United States, if you send the funds via friends and family, there's no additional charge. For the past 50 or 60 years, the Hopi have been drinking contaminated water. The water is contaminated with radiation and arsenic. And clean water is very hard to find on the reservation, with the result that many Hopi on the in Arizona on the reservation, they die early. Men usually die around 42 to 44 years old. Women may be in their early 50s. But we're fixing that. So far, I've raised well over $32,000 to pay for new water filters for the Hopi. And many now are drinking clean water as a result of my efforts and the efforts of Leon McLaughlin of the Clean Water Foundation in Seattle, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project, and Ernest Tao, a Hopi elder on the reservation. So we've been making good progress. And if you'd like to donate to that effort, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. If you make your donations through the Washington Clean Water Foundation, they are a 501c3 organization, so your donations are tax deductible. But anyway, please contact me if you'd like to help with that. Well, at about 3:30 in the morning, about 3 o'clock in the morning last week, I was woken up at by Presidents George Washington, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson, John F. Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower, as well as Benjamin Franklin and Betsy Ross, who made our first flag of the 13 colonies. They were very concerned. I'm going through my notes. They were very concerned about the Republic here in the United States, and they wanted me to have a program on what they called saving the Republic. George Washington has the first message for everyone, and I wanted to share this with people. He said that they were angelically guided to create the United States, and they will not let anyone tear it down. They were actually guided by Archangel Michael, among other angels. And he said that the planet and the United States originally was created as a bright light for all of humanity to ascend. And this is happening now on the Earth. And we have started to rise into the higher dimensions. Unfortunately, the planet Earth is like a mixed bag. There's good, there's bad. And the negatives are trying to stop our evolution, but he says that will not work. He said, please keep your course and your good work. No matter what, you will succeed, and the dark forces will be defeated. I've also been told by astrologist friends, Joe Anthony, who's a wonderful astrologer in Sedona, Arizona, that the period from 2015 to 2030 will be some of the most traumatic changes on planet Earth in many tens of thousands of years. And of that 15-year period from 2015 to 2030, this year, 2020, will be the hardest year with many changes occurring. And of all the months of the year, the end of the year will be the most dramatic. So, of course, the election's in November of this year, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens, regardless of your political opinion. I think everyone's on the same page in terms of, wanting to make this planet a better place, wanting to live in peace and harmony, and an end to wars and fighting. John F. Kennedy has told me many, many times that when people realize that we're all part of the same, we all have the spark of God within us, and we're all part of the same family, then there's no need for fighting, there's no need for conflict, and we can truly live in a peaceful time. There are many messages here, so I'll go through them as best as I can. I don't think I can cover it in an hour, but we might have another show on it to cover everything I can't cover. John F. Kennedy said that to keep the Republic, because people cannot live in fear. And he said we can't create a better and happier world without fear. It's amazing, if you listen to the mainstream media, how much fear they produce. I'm sure they're well-meaning, but when they put people in such fear, it's hard to ascend, and it's hard to talk about enlightenment when you're afraid even to interact with your fellow human beings. They've all been sending lots of angelic light and love to the planet to help us. And he writes that many are sacrificing themselves for the greater good of the planet. Many people are waking up. He said that with when this virus started back in January, February, March, about 65% of the people, about 65% of the people were awake. And now, however, there's about 85% of the people who are awake. And he said that even though it's been a tough challenge during this time, that many, many people are waking up, and it's having a beneficial effect, and it's actually helping us ascend faster than we normally would have. One of the first places which will be ascending into the fifth dimension will be Mount Shasta, which is a beautiful mountain in Northern California. I'm taking a small group of people there, July 1st to the 8th. And if you'd like to go along, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. I also have a toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339. If you can't make that trip, it's fine. I'll be going back a second time, August 27th through September 3rd. The cost is just $200 and it includes free camping on the mountain, but it's a beautiful place. We can actually camp next to several entrances to the Hollow Earth, and almost everybody goes in. The only prerequisite is that you stop eating meat at least several weeks before the trip. And also to be in a high vibration and in a positive mood. If you're high vibration and a positive mood, then they will come in and help you. We also do a lot of group praying sessions, and where we let the people, the Adama, the high priest, a spirit of Telos come in, and the people of Telos to come in and help heal us. And we've had many miracle healings there. It's an amazing place. Benjamin Franklin has come in, and he had a lot to say. He's part of my spirit family. And I'll be going back to one last quote from George Washington. He said that the dark, you will succeed and the dark forces will be defeated. Remember, this is a war, and the light is always stronger than the dark, and you will win. So I wanted to leave you with that thought from George Washington. John F. Kennedy gave me the message. He said to keep the republic because no one can live in fear. We are meant to create a better and happier world without fear. And you've been all helping to send, we've been all helping to send angelic help and light to the planet, and all of you trying your best to make this world a better place. He says that the country was founded on the Constitution and must remain that way. The Constitution actually is an angelic document that was meant to bring love and light not only to the rest of humanity on this planet, but also serve as a model for other human civilizations and other civilizations in this universe. So it's more than just us. It's more than just the U.S. It's more than just the planet as a whole, because this planet, humanity, our example is meant to be an example for the rest of the universe on how peaceful, how we can live peacefully and create a beautiful, harmonious planet. So there's a lot of messages here. Getting back to my friend Ben Franklin, he said that all great things come from great ideas, and great things come from good things come out of times of great stress. So he's looking at this time by next year being a much better time for people, and of course he's good friends with Albert Einstein. It was a wonderful man. I've been in touch with Albert for the past 5 years. And Albert said that if he had to do it all over again, he would have never created an atomic bomb. He would have created instead what he called a bomb of love. A bomb of love that would have enlightened people, given them hope for the future, and help heal relations and bring harmony and peacefulness to this planet. He said that it's the destiny of humans to live in peace and harmony with each other and not to be fighting, and to be of service to others and not to be service to self. So he's an amazing person. If you have any questions for Professor Einstein or any of the other presidents I'm channeling now, just please send them to my email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Nostradamus said that we are at a pivotal time in human history. He does see humanity successfully ascending and making it through. The negatives have realized they've lost the war, have been trying to alter this ascension process. He said the timeline has shifted and there's no turning back the clock. Keep on course and know good things are ahead for humanity. You know, with these messages, I want to thank my dear friend Jill Tower, a wonderful psychic out of Montana, who helped me channel these messages. I want to give credit to her for her help too in getting these messages out. Back in the late 80s, I became interested in Nostradamus, and there were a series of books published by Dolores Cannon called Conversations with Nostradamus. She published a 3-volume set in 1986, 87, and 88 of these Conversations with Nostradamus. She and her group of about 10 to 12 different psychic students all meditated, and they went back to the 16th, 15th century and talked to Nostradamus about his predictions. And Nostradamus was happy to meet with them because he said that many of his predictions at the time and quatrains were being misinterpreted during the last century. So she reinterpreted the quatrains as per his instructions and published this three-volume book. What's fascinating about the book, if you look at, I think it's volume 2 and 3, he gives a lot of details on a Third World War, which he said would be beginning in 1993 if the U.S. government provided aid to both sides there, which they did. And that conflict in that area of Bosnia-Herzegovina would eventually spread to Europe and then to the United States. And in volume 3 of that 3-volume set, he said that by 2005, many American cities would be destroyed by nuclear war. Well, last time I checked, we're still here. Sure, we have our issues and we have challenges, but we're still here and there was no nuclear war. And one of the fascinating things he said in that book, in that 3-volume set, was by the year 2038, we would shift into the fifth dimension. Now, what's fascinating about that is because in 2005, I was told that the timeline for the ascension into the fifth dimension had actually moved to the year 20. Hold on here just a moment. We've got more people adding. The ascension had been moved up in 2005 to the year 2028. So we moved up by 10 years. Then in 2016, I was told that the timeline had shifted to 2026. And now this year, we are starting to shift into the fifth dimension at Mount Shasta. And this year is 2020. So we've now jumped ahead by 18 years into the ascension, into the fifth dimension. So this is quite an achievement. And I want us to feel all good about what we've done and to continue working toward the ascension and to continue working toward raising consciousness here on this planet. There are so many beautiful, bright things ahead of us, and especially for our children, their future. They will have an unbelievable future based upon new technological advances and spiritual advancement, and it will truly be a happy time for humanity. We're not meant to be fighting. We're not meant to be having strife and wars on this planet. We're meant to be together. We're meant to live without fear, in love and peace and harmony. And I know that sounds a little airy-fairy, but that's our destiny. And this is what President Kennedy has told me. During this time, when I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning last week getting all these messages, in addition to all these other presidents, Thomas Paine came in and he said, give me liberty or give me death. And he wanted me to read that quote today because that was bedrock of his, what he called the common sense paper. Of course, they had King George back then, and King George wanted to put a tax on tea to the American colonies, and the colonists didn't think that that was right. And so they revolted and they created a republic, and we have that republic still intact today. As they're all saying that the U.S. Constitution is an angelic government, an angelic document meant to guide us, humanity, in the United States, and to serve as a model for the rest of the world and the rest of the universe. Recently, Martin Luther King came in as well. This is a quote from Jill Tower, my friend in Montana, and he said that we are all the same, and the country was founded for all peoples, regardless of color or race. And then he said, one day, may we all meet together in the light of understanding. And so that's all these beautiful quotes from all these great, great spirits. They're still very much, very much alive on the other side, as well as Thomas Jefferson. Betsy Ross came in and said that the flag was an important symbol for our country, and we should always treat it with the same respect we give ourselves. Those are those are some of the messages I received. I also I also have additional messages from President George Washington. He said that angels and Archangel Michael guided President Washington over 200 years ago to create the United States. They are not going to let negative elements tear the country down. When we were created in 1776, we were created to bring light to the rest of humanity to eventually ascend. That ascension is actually happening now, and the earth and humanity are slated into rise into the higher dimensions. Keep your course and keep your good work no matter what. We are helping you through this difficult time. You will succeed, and we will keep our democracy and expand it to create a beautiful new planet. John F. Kennedy is remaining, he said, remain strong. He said, keep the republic. He said that people cannot live in fear. You are meant to create a much better and happier world. And you are being guided and protected in this battle. He said that the effect of all these challenges we've been facing this year is that about 15 to 20% of the planet has moved into the light during this time this year with the virus, because people are caring for each other. They're doing things for each other. They've taken time for families at home. I know it's been a hard time during the shutdown, many places in many countries, but people are doing well in spite of it. And they are actually progressing. Albert's here again, and I wanted to give some more quotes from him as well. He's very much listening. He said that the negatives had created this chaos, and they're trying to get people back to chaos and fear. But the planet has changed because of the virus, and people have opened up their hearts to love one another. The chaos that they're trying to create will be very short-lived. And they said that they see all of this from the other side. It wasn't a path that we had to go down, but it was a path that we chose to go down. All life is choices. However, this entire, all the events this year has actually helped raise the vibration of the planet, because it's taught us compassion, which is one of the highest virtues. I know it's hard out there, but I'm just relaying his messages. He said that you have to give people hope for the future, and you have to stay away from negativity, because blaming others will not move you forward in your own spiritual progression. He said that the whole world needs to be led by example. So he said to truly treat each other with kindness and respect and love, and that'll help each other through this difficult time. He said that Nostradamus has said that the timeline has shifted, and there's no turning back. And please know that there are good things for humanity, and it's coming. Mahatma Gandhi came to me during this time as well, and he said, "An eye for an eye will leave the whole world blind," which I thought was just amazing quote from Mr. Gandhi. He's been with me for about 5 years now. And he said that the life is full of trials, and the only way to succeed is to learn from your mistakes and what's happening around you. And he said there's so much good that will be coming from this. He said that, remember, the collective consciousness is creating the reality of the planet now, so collectively it can be changed. Betsy Ross came in, and she said that with the 12 colonies, the flag brought people together in the same way now. It's meant to be a symbol of bringing people together, and we should demonstrate for the rest of the world democracy and freedom. This is what the United States, of course, was founded upon, and it's always good to be positive. Now, what was interesting, Hubert Humphrey, of course, President Johnson's vice president, also came in during this time, and he also had many messages to give. He said that A lot of some politicians are taking advantage of this of these events for their own personal gain, but they won't work. And he said to please be positive and emphasize the positive things. He did say that our freedom is under attack, but we have to be mindful of that. But things will get better, and it's just a short time before this will all be over with. I also have another 8 pages of messages here. Let me go over this here. Archangel Michael also came in, and he said that he's a very powerful spiritual warrior, and he said that you're being protected and helped more than you realize. He's here through this ascension process for each one of us, all 7 or 8 billion of you. You have all speeded up the timeline so that we will all be ascending within the next two years, much faster than we even thought possible several years ago. And as I said, one of the first places to go into the high dimensions will be Mount Shasta, which I'll be at in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So we will be shifting into the fifth dimension. He says that your light work and advancement has, for all of humanity, has far exceeded our expectations. And we all congratulate you on your success. There are many, many different extraterrestrial civilizations watching us now. And what happens here will be a model for the rest of the universe on how the rest of the universe can also improve and make them a happier and better place. And Archangel Michael said it's an enormous gift for all of us to watch and be part of it. Make no mistake, those hoping to prevent this ascension will fail and will be removed from this planet. And then I saw him carrying a big golden staff. He put it into the ground and said, I claim this benevolent place for the betterment of all universes. He's showing me a crystal grid over the entire planet. And he said that another grid is being placed on it. It's a grid for the fifth dimension, and it's now being activated. One of the reasons why maybe people feel tired nowadays is because we're all getting downloads from the central sun. What's happening as well is what's called the Schumann residence is dramatically rising. For tens of thousands of years, the Schumann residence was at 7.8 hertz. Now, people may say, well, what's the Schumann residence? The Schumann residence is a measure of the Earth's vibration. In September 2016, that resonance doubled from 7.8 hertz to 13.6 hertz, almost a double in 1 month, which was incredible. Scientists around the Earth suddenly were scratching their heads and saying, what's going on here? This is really strange. Well, since that time, the Schumann residents have exceeded many hundreds of times that around the planet. And with the result that just like a rising tide lifts all boats, a rising vibration is also lifting our vibrations as well, and it's propelling the whole entire planet into the fifth dimension. Back in the late 80s, we weren't expected to reach the fifth dimension until the year 2038. It's now 2020, 18 years earlier, and now parts of the planet are shifting into the fifth dimension. It's an amazing progress, and they're congratulating us for that. When we shift into the fifth dimension, disease as we know it will be gone. Now, if you look at the word disease, it actually breaks into two components, dis and ease. So there's always a spiritual component to every physical condition. So with the higher dimensions, we will be able to heal ourselves, and thoughts will become very, very important. So when you're in the higher dimensions, you have to be very careful of what you say and what you think, because they will manifest themselves. The planet, he said, is a truly picturesque beauty when seen from above. Just wait for your gifts to be open and we will all experience it. You know, our Earth scientists say we have 22 strands of DNA, and they call them junk DNA. Well, they're not junk. They've actually just been DNA that's been turned off. They were turned off many thousands of years ago by another civilization called the Anunnaki. But at any rate, they are being activated now. When all of these DNA strands are activated, we will be able to communicate telepathically, and language will become secondary. Nostradamus tells me that as we go into this higher dimension, crime will actually decrease because people will be able to read each other's minds. So that if you're lying or if you're not telling the truth, you'll be able to tell that immediately. And let's say you have a court hearing and you've got a person in there, a person who's been accused of a crime. Well, the judge can just look at that person and tell instantaneously whether that person is telling the truth or not. And as a result, it'll become to the point where people will say, well, why commit crime? Why do anything against anybody? Because everybody will know it. It's kind of like running away from God, which is impossible to do. President Kennedy had some additional quotes to give you today. One of the most important is ask not speech. He said, to paraphrase it, ask not what you can do for humanity, but ask not what the world can do for you, but what you can do for humanity. And he said, and the freedom of people. And that's what it's all about, is helping others in a service to others way. He said that all of the planets in this solar system have started to shift higher in the higher dimensions. The last planet, the last planet to ascend is this planet here, Earth. The rest of them have already started their ascension progress. Mother Earth started her journey in September of 2016, and humanity now is just catching up to her in the ascension. So we're all playing catch up now. You might ask yourself, well, what happens to negative people? What happens to people who perhaps aren't awake or they just don't want to participate in this ascension? And that's fine. This is a planet of free will and they're allowed to make their own choices, of course. What'll happen is that there's been a sister Earth on the other side of this solar system that's been created for negative entities and people perhaps who just don't want to wake up. And that's fine. They'll be there for one Mayan Ketun cycle to work out their karma. Now, people may ask, well, how long is a Mayan Ketun cycle? One Mayan Ketun cycle, to be precise, is 25,800 years. That's the amount of time it takes for this planet or for this solar system to go around the central sun in this universe. That's a long time, personally, but that's where the negatives are headed. They're going to this new negative planet on the other side of the solar system, and I wish them well. Most entities, most spirits going to this other planet will be there for this 25,800 year period. It's theoretically possible, however, for them to ascend sooner, but they have to make better choices than they did in this lifetime. Nostradamus has some additional messages to give you, and I want to give you some very inspiring messages from Nostradamus. I really enjoy talking to him. He said, "Welcome to the age of Aquarius. The planet has finally made it. All the predictions have come true, and we've waited a long, long time for this moment in your planet's history. The potential is enormous as to what will happen next." And one thing he said that really stuck in my mind, he said, "All of us here on the other side would love to be there with you at this point in time to be a witness to this magnificent event in the history of the universe." In other words, I talked to them actually a week ago about trading places, and they'd all like to trade places with us here. But anyway, so anybody who wants to trade places with Nostradamus or the other spirits, let me know and I'll see what they say. But it's a hard time right now, but it's a good time too. There's many, many good things happening on this planet. He said to sit back. You're being brought into a space that all of you have been before. This change is so beautiful for you in a quantum reality in a higher and better place. He said to sit back and enjoy the change for thousands of years. He said, "Life, prepared to see life as a journey, and yours has just begun." Isn't that great? Wow, what did all these wonderful messages. He also said something very interesting about the animals. He said that the animals are ascending too, and they will also shift into this higher dimension, bringing them new abilities to speak to us telepathically. So let's say you've had a long day, and you come home to your dog or cat, and you're saying, "Dog, how you doing?" Or "My cat's name's Fluffy. Fluffy, how you doing?" Well, you'll be able to talk to your cat or dog. You'll be able to get the latest details on your cat and on the mice that he caught and birds he got and the dog and the bones he wants and everything. But it'll be a fun time. Certainly will be. One of the important things that Nostradamus said, that we will lose our desires to eat animals for we will truly understand our connectedness to them. He said that we're all one and all connected. So that if you eat an animal, basically you're eating part of yourself, because we all have that God energy in it. We will marvel at growing our own food, and our bodies and taste for food will change. As we go into the fifth dimension, there is a physicality in the fifth dimension, but it's not as dense as this third dimension, and things move much, much, much faster, and people communicate by telepathy, and they're more light. He said that it's going to be a beautiful new world with pristine waters, no sickness, clean air, no garbage. That means no spiritual and no physical garbage, a time of truth, and a delight to be of service to others. This is a time I've spoken about before, and it is now upon us. So it's an amazing, all these predictions are amazing. And Nostradamus has never been wrong in anything he's told me, and that for that matter, neither has President Kennedy or Albert Einstein or any of the spirits I talk to. They've all been 100% accurate and then some. So I do pay attention to what they say. Chief Seattle came to me early that morning last week. He was an amazing man. Of course, Seattle is named after Chief Seattle. And he said that he told me, we understood living in peace and harmony with the land and everyone, that we will be living in peace and harmony with the land and everyone else. And it's time to stand tall and step all that's for its beauty. Peace will truly serve the planet, and love will reign now. So it's an amazing time. Let's see. I think I've got some messages here. Let me look to see if I can help people. Okay, great. Okay, wonderful. If you have any questions, please send them to www.bbsradio.com, and I'm happy to answer them any on the air. I've been a psychic now for I've been in touch with the other side for over 26 years. And when you are psychic and you go into the higher dimensions, everything you get in the fifth and higher dimensions is true. And so it's not like third dimension here where people tell you something and you don't know whether it's true or not, but there the information, if you get it very clearly, is always true. So there's never any doubt as to what people are saying. And all of these messages I know are true, because I've been talking to these great spirits for years, and they've never been wrong. There are additional messages I've gotten, and I'm glad to have the time now to share them with you. My friends Jerry and Carolyn White in Olympia, they're Washington, they're wonderful psychic and aura readers. They mentioned to me this months ago or last year that there's 7 chakras in your body, but there's a new 8th chakra that's being created, and it's just right on top of your head in a diamond shape, and it's part of the new fifth dimension that people are going into. They've been seeing this happening now for the past 2 years, and I've been told that when we shift into the fifth dimension, all the other dimensions ahead of us will shift one step further. And we will actually, there's currently 12 dimensions now where there's a supreme being that resides in the 12th dimension. There will be an additional 13th dimension where the supreme being will move up to this higher dimension. And there'll be it's I don't know too much about it, but I have heard that is happening now. So well, interesting to see what happens. Mother Mary came in, and I wanted to read some of her messages as well, since we have some time before we go on to my next guest. She says, love to humanity. We are all beaming with light at this monumental time. The foundation has been set, and it's truly glorious. We are grateful to all the ascended masters that chose to return to Earth and assist during this time. We are pouring out our love to all of you. Time, as you know it, will cease to exist in the new vibration, and I'll explain that in a minute. Many are holding space in the fifth dimension for love for the planet now. And waves of energy are being sent to your planet, and many are feeling it. Take notice of the beauty around you and remain in a state of love, grace, and gratitude. Remain steadfast, and you shall succeed. I want to tell you that time in the fifth dimension is different than this time here. It still exists, but when you enter into the fifth dimension, time slows way down. I'll give you an example. On one of my first trips to Mount Shasta in September 2016, I had a group of five or six different people from South Korea, and they went into the hollow earth. I dropped them off at a portal on Mount Shasta, and they literally walked into the hollow earth and went to Telos, the city beneath Mount Shasta. It's a fifth-dimensional civilization. They also visited Shambhala. And during that time, according to the clocks on the watches on their hands, it showed that they were only gone for about an hour. But when they walked out, they'd been gone for 8 hours. And the hour of time was noticed in the fifth dimension. But when they walked out of this portal, out of the hollow earth, that hour was in the hour in the fifth dimension. There were 8 hours in the third dimension. So time slows way, way down. And in Earth time, that's why people are able to live sometimes thousands of years in the fifth dimension, because time does not exist as it does exist here. And so that's an interesting point she brought up. Mary Magdalene is here as well, and she gave this message. Bless you all for hearing my message. Remain in love, connecting this love through your heart and mind. Your gifts are to humanity. Realize those gifts there and share them with each other, helping the others. She writes, and this is really important, we are all one, connected and intertwined, and it's a time for this truth to envelop your beings. During meditation, ask for spiritual gifts to be brought forward now, so each of you can have a complete understanding of who you are. Feel the love of the Supreme Creator within you, around you, and in others. Your potential is limitless, and realize this, and know that I'm always with you. We are amazing creatures, actually. And we are here to create a much better and happier world. We're not meant to fight. We're not meant to have conflict. We're meant to love each other and create true peace and harmony here. And for our children have a fantastic future ahead of us too. I'm so excited for them and for us as well, because we are on we are just starting this journey now. My friend Albert Einstein has some interesting perspectives also to share with you now. He quotes Shakespeare and says, "All the world's a stage and we are but actors upon it." He told me that history goes in cycles, and to borrow a famous quote, "Those who fail the lessons of history are doomed to repeat it." He said that we all went through the same drama when Atlantis ended. Atlantis ended about 12,500 years ago. He writes, "We failed back then, but we will win now." I was alive back then. I was a priest in Atlantis 12,500 years ago. And I and others tried to turn the planet around. There was a lot of conflict back then. Unfortunately, a small military political clique got a hold of some nuclear and crystalline weapons and ended up blowing up the entire planet, which was unfortunate. But we are all back. Like Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage and we're but actors upon it. So we're back again now. However, most of the people, the negatives who were alive during the Atlantean times that blew up the planet, most of those entities have made better choices this time around, have decided it's not worth it going through a war and tyranny and strife and negativity. Instead, we should focus in on making the planet a better place for not only the planet and all the animals and plants here, but humanity as well. So this is an important thing that we've been through this before. And he said, don't ever feel like you will lose this battle as long as you keep trying, and know that the white light is always stronger than the dark. And we're so close, and the planet actually has started to ascend already. So if you live in an area where there's conflict, please send lots of love and light to people there, because they do need it. One of the things Ben Franklin said, it was just fascinating. He said, after the ascension, you'll be able to teleport yourselves and you won't have a need for vehicles or airplanes as we do now. You'll be able to transport yourself anywhere on the planet, and portals will be used to travel to other universes and other dimensions. For example, you'll be able to go to the Pleiades. The Pleiades are 424.6 light years, according to Ben Franklin, from the Earth, and we are seeded from the Pleiades. The Pleiadians actually come here from their home in the Pleiades in 6 hours using these portals. So it's very fast. It's very fast. But it's an amazing time to be alive. And one of the entities I do talk to frequently is Dwight D. Eisenhower, President of the United States in the 1950s. And he said that this is the evolution of a continuation of a spiritual path that's been denied to us for the past 80 years. This will happen now as people are waking up, and it is our destiny to ascend. He says that he made a big mistake when he made an agreement in 1954 with some negative extraterrestrials. But that is in the past now. And these negatives are leaving the Earth. And and one interesting thing he said, too, is that there will no longer be a karma to create, because we will be living without polarity in a space of love, and it'll be a beautiful new world. Won't that be interesting? You know, now there's karma. I mean, if you do something wrong to somebody else, you usually pay for it through karma. But karma will not be in this new fifth dimension, because people won't be creating anything negative. And I want you to know, too, this comes from Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel, that you're being protected and help much more than you realize. And Archangel Gabriel has this message, that humanity will not only realize that we're all connected to everything and everyone, but also the plants and animals and non-living entities in the universe. And if you walk outside in nature, he says, you can feel it in your heart and soul when you go out to a beautiful place in nature, because you can feel the planet, Mother Earth, the Gaia. You can feel affinity with the animals and the plants. And this is a truly wondrous age for humanity. You will succeed, and there is no turning back now. One of the entities who did come through as well is Admiral Halosaurus. He's a Pleiadian admiral from Alcyone. That's where his base is, in the Pleiades. He's in charge of the 2,000 spacecraft now from the Pleiades here, who are helping us with this evolution. And he says, the entire universe is watching you now, for you are the best and most exciting show around this universe. And he also says something very interesting. The Pleiadians actually seeded this planet 52,000 years ago. But he said that we owe a karmic responsibility to you. 52,000 years ago, we had a long civil war among our peoples. And we left the Pleiadians, Pleiades constellation, to come to planet Earth. We were escaping among the civil war back then. There was a nuclear war in the Pleiades, and over 60 million of our humanity was killed among the Pleiades. But some did escape in large motherships, and they ended up here on this planet. The Pleiadians left us pretty much alone all these years to go on our own. And we've come close to ascending. We came close to ascending in the 1960s with President Kennedy. But the Pleiadians they've respected what's called the law of non-interference in the universe, where they didn't interfere with a developing civilization like ours. But they said that they owe us a karmic responsibility for ignoring us for so long, and they are coming back now to help us, which I think is just wonderful. When you communicate with the Pleiadians, they don't shake hands like we do here. Instead, you put your hand over your heart and you bow your head and you send lots of love and light to them. For those of you who don't realize it, shaking hands actually comes from 11th century England, where two knights would get together and they would drop their swords so they wouldn't stab each other in the back, hence the term backstabbers. Backstabbers. So if you don't intend to put a sword through anybody's back, the Pleiadians put their hands like this and nod their head and send love and light to each other. The Lemurians underneath Mount Shasta, which is a Pleiadian civilization, they take both hands and put it over their heart and nod their head and send love and light to each other. So it's an amazing difference. And if you do come to Mount Shasta, please send me an email, and I'm happy to have you along. The trips are filling up, so be sure to contact me if you'd like to go. My email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Well, I hope you've enjoyed these messages from these great spirits. My book is available. I published it a couple of years ago called Messages from the Masters. is messages from Albert Einstein, Nostradamus, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Nikolai Tesla, and many others about our beautiful, bright future. If you'd like a copy, it's just $20 and includes autographed copy and a free brief reading from yours truly. If you'd like a copy, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. Oh my goodness, this is the first hour of my new show and it's gone by so fast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please stay tuned. I'll be bringing on Simon Parks in just a couple of minutes. Simon is a wonderful fellow. He's becoming in from England. And I guarantee you'll find his presentation totally out of this world. There's so much going on. Simon always has lots of interesting things to say. And I want to thank everyone so much for listening to my show. It just started today. And Doug, if we could play the Japanese water music, and then we'll be coming on in just a few minutes with Simon. Thank you so much, everyone.